This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Perriello is a congressman representing Virginia's 5th District, and he joins me live on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, Coy?
Very good, very good. So you're busy today. What's front burner for you today? What are you working on?
Well, other than getting that intro of 80s flashback tunes, we are working on some efforts to get some lending going to small business. You know, one of the things we hear every weekend when I get home is, that there are these great small businesses out there. Some of them have perfect lines of credit, and they can't get loans from the banks. And some of that is about kind of an overreaction from the bankers and the regulators, and some of it is that the capital's not there to lend. And so the big banks were given a bailout, which I opposed, and they used it all to do things that did not involve lending to small business where the job creation is. So this is a plan that actually gets the lending to the community banks, and then the community banks lending to small business. It's something that the small businesses and the construction folks and others have been looking at as one of those things where when you go out and you listen, this is part of what you hear about. We got a summer construction season going on right now. We got a lot of construction crews ready to work, ready to build. And if that's not going to happen with home starts, which I don't think it will for the most part, there's a lot of retrofitting and renovating that can go on that has a very short payback. You've got some infrastructure building that can go on, and those are important things as the economy remains very fragile to make sure that we're seeing growth going forward.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. Now, help me out here, because I can be a bit of a simpleton when it comes to economics. I have trouble following it. But I was just talking with somebody the other day. We bailed out the banks. We threw a whole bunch of public money to the banks to make them solvent, and their board of managers and their executives did very well. Guys got rewarded for ruining companies, but at any rate, the intent was that they will keep money out in the economy and keep lending to small businesses. But I know developers and other business people in this town, they're friends of mine, and they can't get a loan for the first time in their career. They can't get a loan for, fantastic projects that would benefit this community because the banks are so, they say they don't have it, but, come on, it's just that they seem so credit averse right now, and they're just keeping this money that we gave them, they're keeping it close and not lending it out.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of behavior that was unconscionable to get us into this and unconscionable how it's been handled when the taxpayer stepped up in such a big way. But that's part of why I thought the bailouts as written were such a bad idea. They didn't actually get away from the too big to fail. They propped up too big to fail. And I think you have a lot of people in this economy, frankly, that are close to both political parties, who really feel like as long as we shore up the financial sector, and a lot of which is based on speculation and not actually lending anymore, then that's the biggest part of the economy. In fact, almost all of the growth under President Bush came in the financial sector, much of it through these synthetic and artificial over-leveraging mechanisms that was gambling. It wasn't building. And, we need an economic strategy based on building things and growing things, manufacturing things. These are still things that we have to do. And I think, sometimes the elites on the right and the left can get a little out of touch with that reality back on Main Street. And that's why, two out of three jobs created in the economy come from small and medium-sized businesses. So we've got to get away from a situation where big government props up big corporations prop up big government. What we have to get back to is an innovation-based economy where we are building things, and I think that's what something like this that gets back to the community bank level and the small business level needs to be done. A lot of my fight for the last 12 months has just been good old-fashioned construction. And again, we may have overbuilt in the housing market, but there's still a lot of other things we need to do. We have an electric grid from the 1930s, which means most of the power you buy never even makes it to the plug. It's been lost between the power plant and there because it's old, efficient, worn-out technology, broadband technology, et cetera. So those are the sorts of things that are the kind of investments that make sense over the long term and help put people to work in the short term.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, congressman from Virginia's 5th District. You recently voted for the America Competes Act. Is that right? What is this, and why did you support it?
Well, again, it gets back to the same idea, which is that we actually have to be able to out-compete other countries. I mean, I think we've given the middle class and the working class a raw deal and said, we're going to take your jobs and send them overseas, and we're going to make that up to you by giving you really cheap stuff at Walmart, and it really doesn't put food on the table. We have to get back to being able to out-compete, including in manufacturing and ag and forestry. And the Competes Act really puts a lot of investment in research and development, including at UVA and Virginia Tech and other leading areas, looking at that advanced manufacturing sector where you can still, say, have a high school degree or a community college degree and be making enough to support a family on. We're only going to do that if we can outcompete, and we're never going to have the wage rates of China. We wouldn't want them or the environmental conditions of China. We're going to have to be able to out-innovate. We're going to have that 21st century infrastructure, and the American Competes Act moves in that direction. The other thing we did to really level the playing field again for the American worker, besides trying to have this competitive advantage strategy, is to close these loopholes for corporations sending jobs overseas, where they had literally been asking the American taxpayer to pay these corporations to send their jobs overseas, and it didn't make any sense. So, you know, I think this is one of those cases where we do need to get back to some basic Main Street values of competition and innovation and being able to build and grow things again.
Let me ask you about the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United, which allows unlimited amounts of money to be spent by corporations in elections. What's been the reaction in Congress, and what's your take on that, and what do you want to see done about this?
Well, you know, I think sometimes extremely smart people can do extremely dumb things, and I think this Supreme Court decision took a system that was already broken in many ways of too much political influence by the most powerful, richest, by the corporations, and really handed the keys to the kingdom of our democracy right over to those same interest groups. And, you know, I just hear outrage from across the political spectrum, and including from a lot of Tea Party folks, about this issue that, it keeps concentrating that power and wealth. And in a democracy, that's not a healthy thing. And we actually need to get the voice back to the people, and that's what this should be all about. And, you know, if you look at it in this context, too, you know, sometimes I talk a lot, particularly with some of my most conservative constituents, that, you know, we both agree capitalism is under threat and not just democracy. And while some see that as being the government trying to take over so many businesses, the reality is, in my mind, that it's been these biggest corporations taking over government. And, you know, we didn't, the people up here before me didn't go to Wall Street and say, can we bail you out? Wall Street came to their sort of patrons in both parties and said, you must bail us out. And then once that happens, you get into this very murky blur between public and private. But that was driven really by, I think, these same corporate interest groups that will have even more influence in the wake of Citizens United and move us away from the kind of substantive solutions-oriented politics that these times call for.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. He's joined us live on the program, taking your calls, comments, and questions at 977-1070. Congressman Frank is on the line in Charlottesville. Frank, you're on with Tom Perriello. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Perriello, for representing us in the 5th District. I think you're doing a good job. You're working extremely hard. You answered some of my questions just now, but it seems to me, in looking at things, that the politicians in general are not doing the right thing. They're doing the thing that would get them reelected and positioning themselves in a middle-of-the-road manner that doesn't hurt anyone's feelings. I would love to get the politicians in general to do the right thing and let things fall in place as they may. And I feel like you're up there to do that. I have great confidence in you, but I hope some of your colleagues can take up your habits, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for that, Frank. And, you know, I do try very hard not just to work hard, but to stay true to the convictions I promised, including not taking any money from federal lobbyists. And, you know, I have voted to investigate some of the most powerful chairmen in my own party because it's the right thing to do. And I think people do respect that. And, you know, to me, that's a better kind of politics when we put our best ideas forward and make the case for them and then let the chips fall from there. I think we're seeing, unfortunately, that a little bit right now, which is, you know, in the same way that I think the Republicans, even in a time of great economic crisis, have just been against everything, even things that, you know, behind closed doors they say they know is right and absolutely necessary. Now you see, I think, a lot of Democrats saying, well, we need to pull back from doing any such things because we're so close to the election, when we remain in a huge jobs crisis. By my count, there are 22 million Americans looking for work right now, not just the 8 or 9 that the statistics say. I think we have a tremendous unemployment and underemployment problem. This is a time for us to continue to be bold and answer the needs of the middle class and working class and not figure out a way to be so worried about our own jobs that we don't think about everybody else's jobs that are far more important.
Congressman, let me ask you about your views on what happened in the Gulf with BP and its effects on offshore drilling in Virginia. I believe President Obama has put a moratorium on that decision that he had that opened up offshore drilling off the coast of Virginia. He said, "No, hold on a minute. I'm gonna take another look at this. Don't do anything yet." And meanwhile, the tragedy continues to unfold in the Gulf every day. It just seems to get worse.
It is. It's a horrific disaster down there, and I really think not only that we've got to be thinking in terms of making sure the bill is paid for this by those who caused it, but that some people go to jail, and I think that's got to be not just folks within the industry who clearly were lying and not meeting the standards, but if there were those in government, which it appears there were, in Mines and Mineral Resources, that saw their job as protecting the oil companies instead of protecting the people in our natural resources, I think we've got to see those consequences. It's very similar to what we saw with the SEC and Wall Street during the worst of this crisis. And again, this goes back to, you know, Citizens United and some of these other problems. When the referees on the field are in the pockets of one of the teams, you just can't get a real game. You can't get real competition, and that's what we've seen. So we've certainly got to use all means necessary to get this thing stopped and get it cleaned up. We've got to have accountability, both financially for liability and I think criminally where that's called for. And also, people really want to help. You know, people come up to me all the time and say, "What can I do? Should I shave my head and send the hair down there? Should I go find golf balls? What can I do?" And you know, I think we need to hear, hopefully, from the president and others, a way that people can contribute, because I think there is a sense of what a complete disaster in terms of that this has been. In terms of the impact on drilling in Virginia, you know, I had supported drilling not as an ideological issue, but saying if it can be proven to be safe and doesn't get in the way of naval exercises, then we should explore it. We should do it. But now we've seen a very good indication that the claims of safety are simply not there that the corporations have been making. And the Navy has also come out and said they have severe concerns about drilling in terms of their activities off the Gulf. So to me, this shouldn't be about ideology. It should be about evidence. And right now, the evidence is pretty strong against.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello, and we got a line open for you at 977-1070. Congressman, recently we had John Whitehead on the program, and he was talking about a letter that he sent to you asking for you to move your office to make it easier for people to protest in front of your office. This, of course, is in reference to, I believe, the Jefferson Area Tea Party, which canceled a protest that was scheduled for yesterday because they reportedly received a letter from Police Chief Tim Longo saying that, you know, there were real concerns of them protesting on private property. And I understand that you have responded today, actually, in a letter to John Whitehead, sort of clarifying your position about all this.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do so as respectfully as we can. But, you know, you look at a situation where, you know, the sidewalk is right there, where people can actually see it. Other folks, if you're trying to make a protest, we can see it from the office. You can literally come in and occupy our office during the day. And, you know, if you're looking to get arrested, we allow people to occupy the office until such time as, you know, it's closed. And, you know, I don't think you're going to find a congressperson who's made themselves more accessible, town halls, teletown halls, one-on-one meetings, constituent meetings, people being able to come in and sit in the office and nod. And so, you know, certainly I think we are trying to take very seriously that all of the interests of the First Amendment.
So as I understand it, people are welcome to protest on the sidewalk. They're welcome to literally come into your office and protest, but it's just where the cars are, where people park for other businesses in the same building, that they're not allowed to be. But they're allowed to be in your office if they want to.
Yeah, they're allowed to be in the office. They're allowed to be on the sidewalk. And you know, in between, they're obviously reached a point at which this was becoming seriously prohibitive to private businesses, and they exercised their rights as fit. You know, we were not able to continue the lease on the downtown mall, which many people had already found too small. But there was a pre-existing lease agreement that meant we couldn't continue that. We found an area actually that we thought was more accessible to a broader range of the community, and the vast majority of people have found it far superior in terms of access. So we're very proud of that. And again, we've gone above and beyond the norm in terms of trying to make me accessible and my team accessible. And again, people can be in the office, they can be outside the office on the sidewalk, they can call, they can write, we certainly encourage all citizens to do so.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, Congressman from Virginia's 5th District, and Carol Thorpe is on the program with us. She just called in, and I believe, Carol, you are chair of the Jefferson Area Tea Party, is that right?
I am indeed. Good afternoon, Coy.
You're on with Tom Perriello. You go right ahead.
Hi, Congressman. It's nice to speak to you again.
Hey, how are you doing, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, since we last met in November, I've had the good fortune of becoming the chair of the Jefferson Area Tea Party.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much, and I know that you and I have had very good conversations in the past, and I hope that will continue. Our concern is not one that includes any sort of disrespect for you, nor for Lisa Murphy, who is the landowner of the property in question. Congressman, our biggest issue is that taxpayer dollars are being spent by representatives to place their district offices on private property. And our concern is what that does is it puts a third party, in this case the landlord, in a situation of power between the representative and the constituent. That landowner, in this case Ms. Murphy, we've documented where it seems whenever there is a conservative organization down there having a rally, that the police are called. Whenever a liberal organization is down there having a rally, the police have not been called. And I can provide both video, photographic, and documentation of this. That only matters to us in the sense of proving our point that a private landlord should not be put in a position of being able to exercise what are indeed her property rights. But the problem is your front door with your name on it, it's a uniquely powerful platform. When we go into your office to air our grievances, and your staff has been very gracious to us, it takes us out of the public eye. Nobody knows that we're there, what we're discussing, what our issue is. To be put on a sidewalk, which is more than 100 feet away from your front door, we're closer to a hair salon than we are to your door with the name over it. And it puts us in a position where we are not as close to you as we need to be. So I want people to know this really isn't an issue of that we're so, enamored with that parking lot. It's what that parking lot represents. When you have a grievance with someone, you take it to their front door. And the front door of that office and that office represents your presence, whether you're in town or not. That is Tom Perriello's presence in Charlottesville. And so what I would like to see happen eventually is that representatives who are using taxpayers' money to rent their offices, that they would situate their offices on some sort of public property or private property where which the landlord understands that by having a senator or a congressman have their office there, that they will give permission for people to come and peaceably assemble and protest. I'm not talking about throwing rocks and bottles, doing anything unsafe, but that's the larger issue here. So I will hang up the phone and listen to your comment, and I do appreciate the fact that you have sent a letter in response to Mr. Whitehead. I've not seen it yet, but I do look forward to hearing your response.
Carol, thank you for the call very much. Thank you for joining the program. And Congressman Perriello, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, thanks, Carol, for the thoughtful comments and for the ongoing dialogue throughout the last year and a half, and I'm sure it will continue. I would certainly say that if there's a group of people on the sidewalk making comments, I don't think there's going to be anyone thinking that you're directing that at the hair salon and not at our office. I think that, it's actually quite clearly a more visible and more prominent spot, frankly, than being inside the parking lot. In terms of the evidence, I can leave that to the private businesses involved, but I think the evidence that there's been unequal treatment here is not, in fact, valid. I think there's a difference between things that have clearly disrupted business versus, people leaving the building, but, that I can leave to others to talk through. I think that, our effort was to make an accessible location, and the vast majority of people obviously coming to visit us are coming as constituents, as people who are, may have a case that we're helping them with or anything else, and the vast majority of constituents have actually found our current office superior to the previous option for a variety of reasons. And so, you know, we have to answer to a lot of things about how we can best serve our constituents in that capacity. But I think giving people the option to literally occupy our office, to be a small distance away on the sidewalk, and again, to interact with us and interact with me in any number of other ways, I think we have really tried to be both creative and consistent and providing that opportunity for folks. So, you know, I think that the Tea Party has done a very good job of getting its message out and of being heard. I think it's gotten a tremendous amount of press. It's got a strong presence online. I don't think anyone is trying to silence them or suggest that they don't have a right to be heard. I think there's been a tremendous amount of coverage. We've certainly received lots of calls and meetings and everything else. So I think the idea that anyone here is being silenced, I would object to. And again, we'll continue to work with you and Mr. Whitehead and the landowners and others to try to do the best job we can of you know, of living up to the access that our constituents want. And I think again, the vast majority of people feel like we're more than meeting that standard.
We've got time for one more very quick call. Bob is on the line in Charlottesville. Bob, I got 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
I agree with the things that the woman from the Tea Party said, and I would also just say, as a conservative, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm an independent voter, but as an independent voter, along with all the other conservatives who are very upset with the amount of spending that you're voting for, we will send you a message in November. That will be our communication to you.
There you go. Thank you, Bob.
That puts you back into private industry.
Well, thank you, and I absolutely support that. I think that's really the ultimate form of political speech, and I hope that we'll have a vibrant campaign here over the months ahead. And I know it's been certainly a vibrant debate over this time period, and I know I have constituents that represent the full spectrum of views, both within the Charlottesville area and across the district. And you know, really appreciate people taking the time to come to our office in any way and to communicate that information. And we're obviously getting a tremendous amount of positive feedback on the hard work and the votes we've taken and the work we've done on jobs and economic relief and trying to really rebuild economic sectors here and support growth. And that's the majority of what we hear, but we really want to make sure all voices are heard in the community.
Congressman, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Coy.
Absolutely. Tom Perriello, he represents Virginia's 5th District. A break for CBS News. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.